It's a real joy for me to be back here in this part of God's family.
实在非常的欢喜能够在这里跟神的家人在一起。
And I should like to ask you to turn with me to some scriptures in the New Testament.
我愿意大家一同我们来读一些新约的圣经。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24,
我们看马太福音第二十四章。
And from verse 42 to 44,
马太福音二十四章从
Watch therefore for
42 to 44.
Watch therefore, for ye know not on what day your Lord comes. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in an hour that ye think not, the Son of man comes.
四十二节，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Then in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 13.
我们再看马可福音第十三章
，verse 3，
第三节。
And as he sat on the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when these things are all about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say unto them, Take heed that no man lead you astray.
第三到第五节，耶稣在橄榄山上对圣殿而坐，彼得、雅各、约翰和安德烈暗暗地问他说，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事呢？这一切将成的时候有什么预兆呢？耶稣说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Verse 9,
第九节。
But take ye heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues shall ye be beaten, and before governors and kings shall ye stand for my sake for a testimony unto them.
但你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会，并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，又为我的缘故站在诸侯与君王面前对他们做见证。
Verse 23,
第二十三节。
But take ye heed, behold, I have told you all things beforehand.
你们要谨慎，看啊，凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
From verse 33,
再从三十三节开始。
Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. It is as when a man sojourning in another country, having left his house and given authority to his servants to each one his work, commanded also the porter to watch. Watch therefore, for ye know not when the Lord of the house comes, whether at even or at midnight or at cock crowing or in the morning.Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
你们要谨慎警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。这是正如一个人离开本家，寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工，又吩咐看门的警醒。所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨，恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要警醒。
And then in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21,
我们再翻开路加福音第二十一章
，from verse 34,
路加福音第二十一章从三十四节开始。
But take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come on you suddenly, as a snare, for so shall it come upon all men, or upon all them that dwell on the face of all the earth. But watch ye at every season, making supplication, that ye may prevail to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
34-36节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的私欲昧住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要将这临到全地上一切居住的人。你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
And then if you will turn in the same gospel to chapter 6.
我们再翻开路加第六章。
And from verse 46.
路加福音第六章从四十六节开始。
And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Everyone that cometh unto me and heareth my words and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who digged and went deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream brake against that house, but could not shake it, because it had been well been builded. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that built a house upon the earth without a foundation, against which the stream brake, and straightway it fell in, and the ruin of that house was great.
反到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能动摇，因为根基立在磐石上。唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人站在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
And then one further scripture I would like to add to these. In the last book of the Bible, Revelation, in chapter 3.
最后我们要翻开启示录第三章。
From verse 19.
启示录三章从第十九节开始。
As many as I love, I reprove and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. He that overcometh, I will give to him to sit down with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear. What the Spirit says.
十九到十二节，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜。在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Could we have a further word of prayer?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Beloved Lord, we just want to thank you that when we come to the ministry of your word, you have made a specific provision for us.
亲爱的主，当我们来到你的跟前要传讲你的话的时候，你为我们有特别预备的恩典。
You have provided an anointing for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
你为讲的, 为翻译的, 为听了,
we would be foolish to ignore it.
Oh, 我们实在, 如果我们不知道,
therefore, Lord, by faith, we stand into this anointing, grace, and power. Let it be upon us in double portion this evening.
愿今天晚上你把加倍的恩膏赏给我们,
fully undertake for us.
叫我们能够完全地听到这些话。
And we shall be careful to give you the praise and the glory for answering this our prayer.
我们谢谢你答应我们的祷告，我们把一切的感谢敬拜都归给你。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I have been asked to speak to you on in these two nights.
今这两天晚上, 弟兄们, 要求我讲这个题目,
on the theme Preparation for the coming of the Lord.
我们如何的预备主的再来?
I am not going to talk about all the events of the end.
我们不会讲在末世所发生的一些事情。
I could speak for a whole number of evenings on such a subject.
如果讲这些的事项, 我可以讲很多的晚上。
Where are we exactly?
今天我们到底是在什么时刻?
What is happening?
有什么事情现在发生了?
It is perfectly clear that we are much nearer to the coming of the Lord than ever before.
我们实在是清楚地知道我们与主来的日子是不能再近了。
All the events that are taking place, including the war on terror, are all part of the scene.
今天所发生的一切的事情, 包括这些恐怖的分子, 都是这些的预兆。
I know many people would like me to speak on the rapture.
很多人喜欢听我讲被提。
Are we all going to be taken?
我们是不是都会被提呢?
Before the tribulation?
是灾前被提呢?
Or are we all going to go through the tribulation?
或者我们都要经过大灾难?
And be taken at the end?
然后灾难之后被提呢?
Or are only those who are ready going to be taken?
或者只有那些预备好的才能够被提呢?
I'm not going to speak on this.
我也不会讲这些。
I know that there are people who want to know, will the temple be built again?
也有人要问圣殿会不会要先盖好呢?
Must it be built before the Lord can come?
是不是圣殿要盖好主才能够再来呢?
Will it be built before the rapture?
是不是在我们被提以前要盖好呢?
When will the Antichrist come?
敌基督什么时候出现呢?
From what part of the world will he come?
或者是他从地球的哪个地方出现来呢?
What will he be like?
他是什么样子呢?
I am not going to speak on any of this.
我也不会讲这些。
You would have to ask me back for a special more meetings for the...
你要特别的问我, 我才会告诉你这些。
I am going to dwell in these two evenings upon... Yes. Upon a whole number of scriptures.
这两天的晚上,我会专注在这几些的经文里面。
That speak specifically about being ready or prepared for the coming of the Lord.
是专门讲到我们预备好了没有。
It is entirely possible to have your head filled with prophecy.
你里面可以充满这些先知的预言。
To draw up charts,
画出一些的图表,
and to be absolutely unprepared for the coming of the Lord.
但是你仍然完全没有预备来见主。
It is entirely possible to be able to discuss in depth whether the rapture is before or after the tribulation or during the tribulation and be unprepared for the coming of the Lord.
你也可能 可以很深刻地讲是灾前灾后或者灾中被提, 但是你完全没有预备主的再来。
That is the importance of these two evenings.
这是这两天晚上我们要特别注重讲的。
I do not believe that the Lord's people are ready for the coming of the Lord.
我实在不觉得神的儿女们今天预备好了迎接主。
By and large, the church is asleep.
大部分的教会是在睡觉。
We are in a Laodicean condition.
我们是在老底嘉教会的光景。
Affluent.
我们在那里样样都富有，样样都有。
Third generation believers.
我们这边有第三代的信徒。
We've heard it all.
我们都听过。
We know it all.
我们都晓得。
We have the Lord's table.
我们有主的桌子。
We have a Bible study.
我们有查经聚会。
We have a prayer meeting.
我们有祷告聚会。
We have evangelistic outreach.
我们有传福音的服事。
Exactly as the church in Laodicea.
这就是老底嘉教会的光景。
They were not an institutional church.
他们不是一个组织性的教会。
They were not a denomination.
他们也不是一个宗派的教会。
It was an assembly of real born again believers.
他们都是一些重生得救的信徒。
They had every single thing we require in a church.
他们有教会一切所必须的。
They were even on church ground.
他们是站在教会的内场上面。
Can you believe it?
你信吗？
And the amazing thing is the head of the church and the savior of the body was outside of it.
但是很奇妙的，教会的元首，教会的救主是在门外
，knocking on the door，
在那里敲门
，and saying plaintively，
在那里说
，if any man hear my voice，
有任何人如果你们听到我的声音
，they all thought they were hearing the Lord's voice，
他们都说他们听到主的声音
，they were studying His word，
他们在读主的话
，singing Him。
他们在那唱诗
，breaking bread
的薄饼。
He said, "If anyone hears my voice,"
他说有任何人如果听到我的声音
，and opens the door，
开门吧
，I will come in and will sup with him，
我就会进来与你一同坐席
，and he with me，
你与我
，he that overcomes。
得胜的
shall sit down with me in my father's throne.
要与我一同坐我
in my throne.
与我一同坐席
even as I sat down in my father's throne.
就好像我坐在我父的席下一样
He that has an ear.
凡有耳的
let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就应当听。
It's a real joy for me to be back here in this part of God's family.
实在非常的欢喜能够在这里跟神的家人在一起。
And I should like to ask you to turn with me to some scriptures in the New Testament.
我愿意大家一同我们来读一些新约的圣经。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24,
我们看马太福音第二十四章
and from verse 42 to 44
马太福音二十四章从
watch therefore for
42 to 44
watch therefore for ye know not on what day your Lord comes but know this that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was comingHe would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in an hour that ye think not, the Son of Man comes.
四十二节，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Then in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 13,
我们再看马可福音第十三章
verse 3,
第三节
And as he sat on the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately,Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when these things are all about to be accomplished? And Jesus began to say unto them, Take heed that no man lead you astray.
第三到第五节，耶稣在橄榄山上对
圣殿而坐，彼得、雅各、约翰和安德烈暗暗地问他说，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事呢？这一切将成的时候有什么预兆呢？耶稣说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Verse 9,
第九节，
Take ye heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues shall ye be beaten, and before governors and kings shall ye stand for my sake for a testimony unto them.
但你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会，并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，又为我的缘故站在诸侯与君王面前对他们做见证。
Verse 23,
第二十三节，
But take ye heed, behold, I have told you all things beforehand.
你们要谨慎，看哪，凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
From verse 33,
再从三十三节开始，
Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. It is as when a man sojourning in another country, having left his house and given authority to his servants to each one his work, commanded also the porter to watch. Watch therefore, for ye know not when the Lord of the house comes, whether at even or at midnight or at cock-crowing or in the morning.Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
你们要谨慎警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。这是正如一个人离开本家，寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工，又吩咐看门的警醒。所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨，恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要警醒。
And then in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21,
我们再翻开路加福音第二十一章，
From verse 34,
路加福音第二十一章从三十四节开始。
But take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come on you suddenly, as a snare, for so shall it come upon all men, or upon all them that dwell on the face of all the earth.But watch ye at every season, making supplication, that ye may prevail to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
34到36节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的私欲累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。因为那日子要将这临到全地上一切居住的人，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
And then if you will turn in the same gospel to chapter 6,
我们再翻开路加第六章，
And from verse 46,
路加福音第六章从四十六节开始。
And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Everyone that cometh unto me and heareth my words and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who digged and went deep.And laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream brake against that house, but could not shake it, because it had been well been builded. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that built a house upon the earth without a foundation, against which the stream brake, and straightway it fell in, and the ruin of that house was great.
反倒我这里来听见我的话就去行的，
我要告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上。到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能动摇，因为根基立在磐石上。唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人站在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲，随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
And then one further scripture I would like to add to these. In the last book of the Bible, Revelation, in chapter 3.
最后我们要翻开启示录第三章。
From verse 19.
启示录三章从第十九节开始。
As many as I love, I reprove and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent.Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. He that overcometh, I will give to him to sit down with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear.What the Spirit says.
十九到二十二节，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜。在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Could we have a further word of prayer?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Beloved Lord, we just want to thank you that when we come to the ministry of your word, you have made a specific provision for us.
亲爱的主，当我们来到你的跟前要传讲你的话的时候，你为我们有特别预备的恩典。
You have provided an anointing for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
你为讲的、为翻译的、为听了，你都预备了膏油。
We would be foolish to ignore it.
我们实在、如果我们不知道，我们太愚蠢了。
Therefore, Lord, by faith, we stand into this anointing grace and power.
所以我们在信心的里面，站在这恩膏的里面。
Let it be upon us in double portion this evening.
愿今天晚上你把加倍的恩膏赏给我们。
Fully undertake for us.
叫我们能够完全的听到这些话。
And we shall be careful to give you the praise and the glory for answering this our prayer.
我们谢谢你答应我们的祷告，我们把一切的感谢敬拜都归给你。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I have been asked to speak to you on in these two nights.
今这两天晚上，弟兄们要求我讲这个题目。
On the theme.Preparation for the coming of the Lord.
我们如何的预备主的再来？
I am not going to talk about all the events of the end.
我们不会讲在末世所发生的一些事情。
I could speak for a whole number of evenings on such a subject.
如果讲这些的事项，我可以讲很多的晚上。
Where are we exactly?
今天我们到底是在什么时刻？
What is happening?
有什么事情现在发生了？
It is perfectly clear that we are much nearer to the coming of the Lord than ever before.
我们实在是清楚地知道，我们与主来的日子是不能再近了。
All the events that are taking place, including the war on terror, are all part of the scene.
今天所发生的一切的事情，包括这些恐怖的分子，都是这些的预兆。
I know many people would like me to speak on the rapture.
很多人喜欢听我讲被提。
Are we all going to be taken?
我们是不是都会被提呢
？Before the tribulation?
是灾前被提呢
？Or are we all going to go through the tribulation?
或者我们都要经过大灾难
？And be taken at the end?
然后灾难之后被提呢
？Or are only those who are ready going to be taken?
或者只有那些预备好的才能够被提呢？
I'm not going to speak on this.
我也不会讲这些。
I know that there are people who want to know, will the temple be built again?
也有人要问圣殿会不会要先盖好呢？
Must it be built before the Lord can come?
是不是圣殿要盖好主才能够再来呢？
Will it be built before the rapture?
是不是在我们被提以前要盖好呢？
When will the Antichrist come?
敌基督什么时候出现呢？
From what part of the world will he come?
或者是他从地球的哪个地方出现来
呢？ What will he be like?
他是什么样子呢？
I am not going to speak on any of this.
我也不会讲这些。
You would have to ask me back for a special more meetings with thee.
你要特别的问我，我才会告诉你这些。
I am going to dwell in these two evenings upon, upon a whole number of scriptures.
这两天的晚上我会专注在这几些的经文里面。
That speak specifically about being ready or prepared for the coming of the Lord.
是专门讲到我们预备好了没有。
It is entirely possible to have your head filled with prophecy.
你里面可以充满这些先知的预言。
To draw up charts,
画出一些的图表
and to be absolutely unprepared for the coming of the Lord.
但是你仍然完全没有预备来见主。
It is entirely possible to be able to discuss in depth whether the rapture is before or after the tribulation or during the tribulation and be unprepared for the coming of the Lord.
你也可能可以很深刻的讲是灾前灾后或者灾中被提但是你完全没有预备主的再来
That is the importance of these two evenings
这是这两天晚上我们要特别注重讲的
I do not believe that the Lord's people are ready for the coming of the Lord
我实在不觉得神的儿女们今天预备好了迎接主
By and large the church is asleep
大部分的教会是在睡觉。
We are in a Laodicean condition.
我们是在老底家教会的光景。
Affluent.
我们在那里样样都富有，样样都有。
Third generation believers.
我们这边有第三代的信徒。
We've heard it all.
我们都听过。
We know it all.
我们都晓得。
We have the Lord's table.
我们有主的桌子。
We have a Bible study.
我们有查经聚会。
We have a prayer meeting.
我们有祷告聚会。
We have evangelistic outreach.
我们有传福音的服事。
Exactly as the church in Laodicea.
这就是老底家教会的光景。
They were not an institutional church.
他们不是一个组织性的教会。
They were not a denomination.
他们也不是一个宗派的教会。
It was an assembly of real born again believers.
他们都是一些重生得救的信徒。
They had every single thing we require in a church.
他们有教会一切所必须的。
They were even on church ground.
他们是站在教会的内场上面。
Can you believe it?
你信吗？
And the amazing thing is the head of the church and the savior of the body was outside of it.
但是很奇妙的，教会的元首、教会的救主是在门外
，knocking on the door，
在那里敲门
，and saying plaintively，
在那里说
，If any man hear my voice，
有任何人如果你们听到我的声音
，They all thought they were hearing the Lord's voice。
他们都说他们听到主的声音
，They were studying His word，
他们在读主的话
，singing Him。
他们在那唱诗
breaking bread
的薄饼
he said if anyone hears my voice
他说有任何人如果听到我的声音
and opens the door
开门吧
I will come in and will sup with him
我就会进来与你一同坐席
and he with me
你与我
he that overcomes
得胜的
shall sit down with me in my father's throne
要与我一同坐我
in my throne
与我一同坐席
even as I sat down in my father's throne
就好像我坐在我父的席下一样。
He that has an ear.
哦，凡有耳的。
Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就应当听。
It's a real joy for me to be back here in this part of God's family.
实在非常的欢喜能够在这里跟神的家人在一起。
And I should like to ask you to turn with me to some scriptures in the New Testament.
我愿意大家一同我们来读一些新约的圣经。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24,
我们看马太福音第二十四章
，and from verse 42 to 44。
马太福音二十四章从
，watch therefore for
四十四，
42 to 44。
四十二到四十四
，watch therefore for ye know not on what day your Lord comes, but know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming.He would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in an hour that ye think not, the Son of Man comes.
四十二节，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Then in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 13,
我们再看马可福音第十三章
，verse 3,
第三节。
And as he sat on the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately.Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign when these things are all about to be accomplished? And Jesus began to say unto them, Take heed that no man lead you astray.
第三到第五节，耶稣在橄榄山上对圣殿而坐，彼得、雅各、约翰和安德烈暗暗地问他说，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事呢？这一切将成的时候有什么预兆呢？耶稣说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Verse 9,
第九节。
But take ye heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues shall ye be beaten, and before governors and kings shall ye stand for my sake.For a testimony unto them.
但你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会，并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，又为我的缘故站在诸侯与君王面前，对他们做见证。
Verse 23.
第二十三节。
But take ye heed. Behold, I have told you all things beforehand.
你们要谨慎看哪、啊、凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
From verse 33,
再从三十三节开始。
Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. It is as when a man sojourning in another country, having left his house and given authority to his servants to each one his work, commanded also the porter to watch. Watch therefore,For ye know not when the Lord of the house comes, whether at even or at midnight or at cock-crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
你们要谨慎警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。这是正如一个人离开本家，寄居外邦。把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工，又吩咐看门的警醒。所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨，
恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要警醒。
And then in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21.
我们再翻开路加福音第二十一章。
From verse 34.
路加福音第二十一章从三十四节开始。
But take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come on you suddenly, as a snare, for so shall it come upon all men, or upon all them that dwell on the face of all the earth. But watch ye at every season, making supplication, that ye may prevail to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
34到36节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的私欲累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们，因为那日子要将这临到全地上一切居住的人。你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
And then if you will turn in the same gospel to chapter 6.
我们再翻开路加第六章。
And from verse 46.
路加福音第六章从四十六节开始。
And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Everyone that cometh unto me and heareth my words and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house, who digged and went deep, and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream brake against that house, but could not shake it, because it had been well been builded. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that built a house upon the earth without a foundation, against which the stream brake, and straightway it fell in, and the ruin of that house was great.
凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们，他像什么人？他像一个人盖房子，深深地挖地，把根基安在磐石上，到发大水的时候，水冲那房子，房子总不能动摇，因为根基立在磐石上。唯有听见不去行的，就像一个人站在土地上盖房子，没有根基，水一冲随即倒塌了，并且那房子坏得很大。
And then one further scripture I would like to add to these. In the last book of the Bible, Revelation, in chapter 3.
最后我们要翻开启示录第三章。
From verse 19.
启示录三章从第十九节开始。
As many as I love, I reprove and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. He that overcometh, I will give to him to sit down with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
十九到二十二节，凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你们要发热心，也要悔改。看哪，我站在门外叩门。若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Could we have a further word of prayer?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Beloved Lord, we just want to thank you that when we come to the ministry of your word, you have made a specific provision for us.
亲爱的主, 当我们来到你的跟前, 要传讲你的话的时候, 你为我们有特别预备的恩典。
You have provided an anointing for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
你为讲的, 为翻译的, 为听了,
we would be foolish to ignore it.
Oh, 我们实在, 如果我们不知道,
therefore, Lord, by faith, we stand into this anointing grace and power. Let it be upon us in double portion this evening.
愿今天晚上你把加倍的恩膏赏给我们,
fully undertake for us.
叫我们能够完全地听到这些话。
And we shall be careful to give you the praise and the glory for answering this our prayer.
我们谢谢你答应我们的祷告，我们把一切的感谢敬拜都归给你。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I have been asked to speak to you in these two nights.
今这两天晚上, 弟兄们, 要求我讲这个题目,
on the theme, Preparation for the coming of the Lord.
我们如何地预备主的再来?
I am not going to talk about all the events of the end.
我们不会讲在末世所发生的一些事情。
I could speak for a whole number of evenings on such a subject.
如果讲这些的事项, 我可以讲很多的晚上。
Where are we exactly?
今天我们到底是在什么时刻?
What is happening?
有什么事情现在发生了?
It is perfectly clear that we are much nearer to the coming of the Lord than ever before.
我们实在是清楚地知道我们与主来的日子是 不能再近了。
All the events that are taking place, including the war on terror, are all part of the scene.
今天所发生的一切的事情, 包括这些恐怖的分子, 都是这些的预兆。
I know many people would like me to speak on the rapture.
很多人喜欢听我讲被提。
Are we all going to be taken?
我们是不是都会被提呢?
Before the tribulation?
是灾前被提呢?
Or are we all going to go through the tribulation?
或者我们都要经过大灾难?
And be taken at the end?
然后灾难之后被提呢?
Or are only those who are ready going to be taken?
或者只有那些预备好的才能够被提呢?
I'm not going to speak on this.
我也不会讲这些。
I know that there are people who want to know, will the temple be built again?
也有人要问, 圣殿会不会要先盖好呢?
Must it be built before the Lord can come?
是不是圣殿要盖好, 主才能够再来呢?
Will it be built before the rapture?
是不是在我们被提以前要盖好呢?
When will the Antichrist come?
敌基督什么时候出现呢?
From what part of the world will he come?
或者是他从地球的哪个地方出现来呢?
What will he be like?
他是什么样子呢?
I am not going to speak on any of this.
我也不会讲这些。
You would have to ask me back for a special more meetings with thee.
你要特别地问我, 我才会告诉你这些。
I am going to dwell in these two evenings upon, yes, upon a whole number of scriptures.
这两天的晚上, 我会专注在这几些的经文里面。
That speak specifically about being ready or prepared for the coming of the Lord.
是专门讲到我们预备好了没有。
It is entirely possible to have your head filled with prophecy.
你里面可以充满这些先知的预言。
To draw up charts,
画出一些的图表,
and to be absolutely unprepared for the coming of the Lord.
但是你仍然完全没有预备来见主。
It is entirely possible to be able to discuss in depth whether the rapture is before or after the tribulation or during the tribulation and be unprepared for the coming of the Lord.
你也可能 可以很深刻地讲是灾前灾后或者灾中被提，但是你完全没有预备主的再来。That
is the importance of these two evenings.
这是这两天晚上我们要特别注重讲的。
I do not believe that the Lord's people are ready for the coming of the Lord.
我实在不觉得神的儿女们今天预备好了迎接主。
By and large, the church is asleep.
大部分的教会是在睡觉。
We are in a Laodicean condition.
我们是在老底家教会的光景。
Affluent.
我们在那里样样都富有，样样都有。
Third generation believers.
我们这边有第三代的信徒。
We've heard it all.
我们都听过。
We know it all.
我们都晓得。
We have the Lord's table.
哦，我们有主的桌子。
We have a Bible study.
我们有查经聚会。
We have a prayer meeting.
我们有祷告聚会。
We have evangelistic outreach.
我们有传福音的服事。
Exactly as the church in Laodicea.
这就是老底家教会的光景。
They were not an institutional church.
他们不是一个组织性的教会。
They were not a denominational church.
他们也不是一个宗派的教会。
It was an assembly of real born again believers.
他们都是一些重生得救的信徒。
They had every single thing we require.
他们有教会一切所必须的。
They were even on church ground.
他们是站在教会的内场上
面。Can you believe it?
你信吗？
And the amazing thing is the head of the church and the savior of the body was outside of it.
但是很奇妙的，教会的元首，教会的救主是在门外。
Knocking on the door.
在那里敲门。
And saying plaintively,
在那里说
If any man hear my voice,
有任何人如果你们听到我的声音
They all thought they were hearing the Lord's voice.
哦，他们都说他们听到主的声音
They were studying his word.
他们在读主的话
Singing hymns.
他们在那唱诗
Breaking bread.
的薄饼
He said, if anyone hears my voice,
他说有任何人如果听到我的声音
And opens the door.
开门吧。
I will come in and will sup with him.
我就会进来与你一同坐席。
And he with me.
你与我。
He that overcomes.
哦，得胜的。
Shall sit down with me in my father's throne.
哦，要与我一同坐我。
Sorry, in my throne.
与我一同坐席。
Even as I sat down in my father's throne.
就好像我坐在我父的席下一样。
He that has an ear.
哦，凡有耳的
，Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就应当听。
It's a real joy for me to be back here in this part of God's family.
实在非常的欢喜，能够在这里跟神的家人在一起。
And I should like to.Ask you to turn with me to some scriptures in the New Testament.
我愿意大家一同我们来读一些新约的圣经。
In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24.
我们看马太福音第二十四章。
And from verse 42 to 44.
马太福音二十四章从
Watch therefore for
42 to 44.
Watch therefore, for ye know not on what day your Lord comes. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what watch the thief was coming, he would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken through. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in an hour that ye think not, the Son of Man comes.
四十二节，所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋。这是你们所知道的，所以你们也要预备，因为你想不到的时候，人子就来了。
Then in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 13,
我们再看马可福音第十三章。
Verse 3. And as he sat on the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when these things are all about to be accomplished? And Jesus began to say unto them, Take heed that no man lead you astray.
第三到第五节，耶稣在橄榄山上对圣殿而坐，彼得、雅各、约翰和安德烈暗暗地问他说，请告诉我们，什么时候有这些事呢？这一切将成的时候有什么预兆呢？耶稣说，你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Verse 9,
第九节，
But take ye heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils, and in synagogues shall ye be beaten, and before governors and kings shall ye stand for my sake for a testimony unto them.
但你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会，并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，又为我的缘故站在诸侯与君王面前对他们做见证。
Verse 23,
第二十三节，
But take ye heed, behold, I have told you all things beforehand.
你们要谨慎，看哪，凡事我都预先告诉你们了。
From verse 33,
再从三十三节开始，
Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. It is as when a man sojourning in another country, having left his house and given authority to his servants to each one his work, commanded also the porter to watch. Watch therefore, for ye know not when the Lord of the house comes, whether at even or at midnight or at cockcrowing or in the morning.Lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
你们要谨慎警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。这是正如一个人离开本家，寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工，又吩咐看门的警醒。所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨，恐怕他忽然来到，看见你们睡着了。我对你们所说的话，也是对众人说，要警醒。
And then in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21,
我们再翻开路加福音第二十一章，
From verse 34,
路加福音第二十一章从三十四节开始。
But take heed to yourselves, lest haply your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come on you suddenly, as a snare, for so shall it come upon all men, or upon all them that dwell on the face of all the earth.But watch ye at every season, making supplication, that ye may prevail to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man.
34到36节，你们要谨慎，恐怕因贪食醉酒，并今生的私欲累住你们的心，那日子就如同网罗忽然临到你们。因为那日子要将这临到全地上一切居住的人，你们要时时警醒，常常祈求，使你们能逃避这一切要来的事，得以站立在人子面前。
And then if you will turn in the same gospel to chapter 6,
我们再翻开路加第六章，
And from verse 46,
路加福音第六章从46节开始。
And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Everyone that cometh unto me and heareth my words and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who digged and went deep.And laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream brake against that house, but could not shake it, because it had been well been builded. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that built a house upon the earth without a foundation, against which the stream brake And straightway it fell in, and the ruin of that house was great.
反倒我这里来听见我的话就去行的, 我要告诉你们, 他像什么人? 他像一个人盖房子, 深深地挖地, 把根基安在磐石上, 到发大水的时候, 水冲那房子, 房子总不能动摇, 因为根基立在磐石上, 唯有听见, 不去行的, 就像一个人站在土地上盖房子, 没有根基, 水一冲, 随即倒塌了, 并且那房子坏得很大。
And then one further scripture I would like to add to these. In the last book of the Bible, Revelation, in chapter 3.
最后我们要翻开启示录第三章。
From verse 19.
启示录三章从第十九节开始。
As many as I love, I reprove and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. He that overcometh, I will give to him to sit down with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says.
19到21节, 凡我所疼爱的, 我就责备管教他, 所以你们要发热心, 也要悔改。 看啊, 我站在门外叩门, 若有听见我声音就开门的, 我要进到他那里去, 我与他, 他与我一同坐席, 得胜的, 我要赐他在我宝座上, 与我同坐, 就如我得了圣, 在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般, 圣灵像众教会所说的话, 凡有耳的, 就应当听。
Could we have a further word of prayer?
我们再有一点的祷告。
Beloved Lord, we just want to thank you that when we come to the ministry of your word, you have made a specific provision for us.
亲爱的主, 当我们来到你的跟前, 要传讲你的话的时候, 你为我们有特别预备的恩典。
You have provided an anointing for the speaking, the translating, and the hearing.
你为讲的, 为翻译的, 为听了, 你都预备了膏油。
We would be foolish to ignore it.
Oh, 我们实在, 如果我们不知道, 我们太愚蠢了。
Therefore, Lord, by faith, we stand into this anointing grace and power.
所以我们在信心的里面站在这恩膏的里面。
Let it be upon us in double portion this evening.
愿今天晚上你把加倍的恩膏赏给我们。
Fully undertake for us.
叫我们能够完全地听到这些话。
And we shall be careful to give you the praise and the glory for answering this our prayer.
我们谢谢你答应我们的祷告, 我们把一切的感谢敬拜都归给你。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I have been asked to speak to you on in these two nights.
今这两天晚上, 弟兄们, 要求我讲这个题目。
On the theme, Preparation for the coming of the Lord.
我们如何的预备主的再来?
I am not going to talk about all the events of the end.
我们不会讲在末世所发生的一些事情。
I could speak for a whole number of evenings on such a subject.
如果讲这些的事项, 我可以讲很多的晚上。
Where are we exactly?
今天我们到底是在什么时刻?
What is happening?
有什么事情现在发生了?
It is perfectly clear that we are much nearer to the coming of the Lord than ever before.
我们实在是清楚地知道我们与主来的日子是不能再近了。
All the events that are taking place, including the war on terror, are all part of the scene.
今天所发生的一切的事情, 包括这些恐怖的分子, 都是这些的预兆。
I know many people would like me to speak on the rapture.
很多人喜欢听我讲被提。
Are we all going to be taken?
我们是不是都会被提呢
？Before the tribulation?
是灾前被提呢
？Or are we all going to go through the tribulation?
或者我们都要经过大灾难
？And be taken at the end?
然后灾难之后被提呢
？Or are only those who are ready going to be taken?
或者只有那些预备好的才能够被提呢？
I'm not going to speak on this.
我也不会讲这些。
I know that there are people who want to know, will the temple be built again?
也有人要问圣殿会不会要先盖好呢？
Must it be built before the Lord can come?
是不是圣殿要盖好主才能够再来呢？
Will it be built before the rapture?
是不是在我们被提以前要盖好呢？
When will the Antichrist come?
敌基督什么时候出现呢？
From what part of the world will he come?
或者是他从地球的哪个地方出来
的？ What will he be like?
他是什么样子呢？
I am not going to speak on any of this.
我也不会讲这些。
You would have to ask me back for a special more meetings with thee.
你要特别的问我，我才会告诉你这些。
I am going to dwell in these two evenings upon a whole number of scriptures.
这两天的晚上我会专注在这几些的经文里面。
That speak specifically about being ready or prepared for the coming of the Lord.
是专门讲到我们预备好了没有。
It is entirely possible to have your head filled with prophecy.
你里面可以充满这些先知的预言。
To draw up charts,
画出一些的图表
and to be absolutely unprepared for the coming of the Lord.
但是你仍然完全没有预备来见主。
It is entirely possible to be able to discuss in depth whether the rapture is before or after the tribulation or during the tribulation and be unprepared for the coming of the Lord.
你也可能可以很深刻的讲是灾前灾后或者灾中被提但是你完全没有预备主的再来
That is the importance of these two evenings
这是这两天晚上我们要特别注重讲的
I do not believe that the Lord's people are ready for the coming of the Lord
我实在不觉得神的儿女们今天预备好了迎接主
By and large the church is asleep
大部分的教会是在睡觉。
We are in a Laodicean condition.
我们是在老底家教会的光景。
Affluent.
我们在那里样样都富有，样样都有。
Third generation believers.
我们这边有第三代的信徒。
We've heard it all.
我们都听过了。
We know it all.
我们都晓得。
We have the Lord's table.
我们有主的桌子。
We have a Bible study.
我们有查经聚会。
We have a prayer meeting.
我们有祷告聚会。
We have evangelistic outreach.
我们有传福音的服事。
Exactly as the church in Laodicea.
这就是老底家教会的光景。
They were not an institutional church.
他们不是一个组织性的教会。
They were not a denominational church.
他们也不是一个宗派的教会。
It was an assembly of real born again believers.
他们都是一些重生得救的信徒。
They had every single thing we require in
他们有教会一切所必须的。
They were even on church ground.
他们是站在教会的会场上面。
Can you believe it?
你信吗？
And the amazing thing is the head of the church and the savior of the body was outside of it.
但是很奇妙的，教会的元首，教会的救主是在门外。
Knocking on the door.
在那里敲门。
And saying plaintively.
在那里说
If any man hear my voice,
有任何人如果你们听到我的声音
They all thought they were hearing the Lord's voice.
他们都说他们听到主的声音
They were studying his word.
他们在读主的话
Singing hymns.
他们在那里唱诗
Breaking bread.
的薄饼
He said, if anyone hears my voice,
他说有任何人如果听到我的声音
And opens the door.
开门吧。
I will come in and will sup with him.
我就会进来与你一同坐席。
And he with me.
你与我。
He that overcomes.
得胜的。
Shall sit down with me in my father's throne.
要与我一同坐我。
Sorry, in my throne.
与我一同坐席。
Even as I sat down in my father's throne.
就好像我坐在我父的席下一样。
He that has an ear,
哦，凡有耳的
，Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
就应当听。